This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
You are unbelievably cute.
Thank you. Thanks.
Let me see those eyes.
The tough, gentle smile and warm voice of James Gandolfini.
Do me a favor. Turn around for me.
Okay.
No, you know, no, go the other way.
Warm, gentle, terrifying persona of actor James Gandolfini.
You got a lot of heart, kid.
Here he is talking about heart in the 1993 movie True Romance, playing the thug, the mob bagman, doing the dirty work for a drug dealer.
Now, the first time you kill somebody, that's the hardest. The second one ain't no honey bar either, but it's better than the first one because you still feel the same thing, you know, except it's more diluted, you know, it's better. Third one is easy, you level right off.
Gandolfini played the low-level mob guy for years.
That's no problem. Now,
showing the human side of sheer brutality.
This is it, baby. Moment of truth. Got a lot of heart, kid. You know that?
A lot of heart, kid. A signature line from a legendary actor James Gandolfini died last night suddenly while on vacation. No longer the movie mob underling. He was the boss. Best known as the 21st century godfather of the HBO series The Sopranos.
Once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
The Sopranos changed television. It changed the entertainment industry. And Gandolfini himself changed the character of the Italian-American made guy, a role seemingly set in stone by the famous Godfather movies. Gandolfini single-handedly took it down from the pedestal of some American aristocratic myth and made it American for real.
Let me tell you something. Nowadays, everybody's got to go to shrinks and counselors and go on Sally, Jesse, Raphael and talk about their problems. Whatever happened to Gary Cooper, the strong, silent type? That was an American. He wasn't in touch with his feelings. He just did what he had to do. See, what they didn't know was once they got Gary Cooper in touch with his feelings, that they wouldn't be able to shut him up. And then it's dysfunction this and dysfunction that.
Through Gandolfini, vulnerable, powerful, human, everyone in America could see their place in the dysfunctional family America, in the lottery game of America, where success comes quick and leaves quick.
Why don't you tell me what you're looking for? Maybe I could save you some time.
Any incriminating evidence would be nice.
Dad, they're taking my computer. I have an English paper.
I bet I have all my programs on there when it comes back.
Anthony.
What the hell are they doing in my kitchen?
You forgot your lunchbox, pal. What'd you just ask?
The Sopranos was about more than the mob. It was about people saddled with burdens and responsibilities they don't understand but can't escape. For 86 episodes over 6 seasons, when it was over, America had changed. The Sopranos was a television family that a TV show's cancellation could not end.
I wish I could say that it was this emotional experience. I finished, a few of my friends came. I had this large white 69 Cadillac and we all got in it and drove around and had dinner.
Gandolfini did a lot of driving around and had a lot of dinners. All around the New York metro area in little restaurants and delis, big restaurants, night spots, next to shots of Sinatra. There are hundreds of photos of James Gandolfini with a signature, generally a personal note, picture with the owner, hug for the owner's wife. Born in New Jersey, James Gandolfini was this city and its many immigrant suburbs. He was an expansive family guy himself. He lived hard, and last night at HBO headquarters, as the news was spreading, he was one of the family, people said. Legendary documentary producer Sheila Nevin said last night, he was the nicest, gentlest bear of a man. I'm devastated. He was a genius, David Chase, the creator of The Sopranos, said last night. Anyone who saw him, even in the smallest of his performances, knows that. He's one of the greatest actors of this or any time. A great deal of that genius resided in those sad eyes. He was my partner. He was my brother in ways I can't explain and never will be able to explain.
James Gandolfini, The Sopranos!
How you doing? I don't know what I'm doing here, but first of all, I'd like to thank the writers of the show.
Humble, generous, only 51 years old, Gandolfini died while on vacation in Rome. The classic story. He made it big in America, made them proud back home in the old country. spreading the wealth around, the love, the life. For all he accomplished, too short.
Focus on the good times. Don't be sarcastic. Isn't that what you said one time? Try and remember the times that were good?
I did?
Yeah.
Well, it's true, I guess.
He portrayed the character, definitely. I mean, he's just, he was big, he was Tony, you know, and that's how I'll always remember him.
That's restaurant owner Chris Carley remembering what it was like when that final scene you just heard from The Sopranos was filmed in his restaurant, Holston's. Carley says just like so many other places in New Jersey, Holston's has James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano's pictures all over the walls.
As far as the final scene, we really didn't know what was going on because they shot it in such fragmented pieces. So when the screen went black, I was just as confused as everybody else was.
But what does it feel like to have been a part of that history, in a sense?
It's very gratifying. I mean, it's I constantly see my place. Different people from all over the country have come and wanted to sit in his booth, and it's just been a very special thing in my life.
And what's the status of that booth today?
Right now, that booth is closed. When I found out that James had passed away, I put a reserve sign on it, and it's been closed since.
What was he like? Did he understand the effect he had on people?
In speaking with him, yeah, I believe he did. He was just an all-around really nice man. He was a professional. I mean, when the cameras were rolling or they were, you know, rehearsing, he was, you know, all business. But when things were shut down and they had a break time, he was a real gentleman outside, you know, smoking a big cigar, talking with the crew, talking with people that were around, taking pictures. He was just a really nice man, very nice man.
How shocked were you?
I was totally shocked. I got a call from one news station asking me for my thoughts on it, and I was taken back. I didn't know that he had passed away. I was in total shock. I mean, he was such a young man at such a young age, and it's just a shame that it happened.
What do you think he leaves behind in terms of the changes he made for people trying to make it in America, imperfect people with all kinds of flaws, attempting to manage their demons and deal with their power?
You know, from the character he portrayed, he had two different sides. You know, there was a side that he portrayed to his, call him his crew or whatever, but then there was a side that sat in the psychiatrist's office and fought those demons. And I think he made that. There's a lot of people today that have that problem.
And he took it beyond Italian Americans, beyond the mob. It became a much bigger story than the Godfather stories, it seems to me.
Yeah, I think it went way beyond Italian Americans. I think it was just one human being dealing with, you know, what was dealt to him.
What was his favorite thing to order?
He liked hot dogs. he was always grabbing a hot dog.
Well, Chris Carley, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks. Have a great day.
Chris Carley is the co-owner of Holston's, the restaurant where the last scene of The Sopranos was filmed. Speaking to him on the day after we learn of the death of James Gandolfini, the man who played Tony in The Sopranos.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.